G'day everyone, Ian here. Listen to this. Okay, I'm out of that madness. That's the sound of the brand new Brisbane Apple Store that has opened just today. I needed to come into town to get a moleskin for Wondering that Bernie and Daylight Gambler and I are working on, but that's another story. The new Apple Store has just opened here in Brisbane, and that's what it sounds like on the inside. And it's a beautiful old building, and as Julian Treasure, who's also here on Audioboo, has mentioned a few times, nobody's considered the audio aspects of it. It's as noisy as hell, isn't it? I'm going to include a photo of what the interior looks like. It's a heritage building. I don't know how old it'll be. It'd have to be 120, 140 years old. It's a beautiful old Helden sandstone building with some granite pillars out the front. Oh, here it is. It's established 1849. There you go. And I don't know what the building was originally, but it is a very famous building in Australia's history because, and I'm only guessing, I'd say probably about 1942, after the fall of Philippines to the Japanese, General Douglas MacArthur made his famous speech to the people of the Philippines that he would return, and where he went to was Brisbane, and he set up his command here in Brisbane for the duration of the war. And that's where he basically ran the war in the Pacific. I'm reading the plaque that's on the outside here. It doesn't say when he came here. No, it doesn't. It'd be about 1942. That's around about the time frame. So they called it MacArthur Chambers. And it's named after General Douglas MacArthur, who basically ran the Pacific War from here in Brisbane. And it's been many things over the years. What I remember the most fondly was a very good bookstore a few years ago, which went belly up. But for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been closed because I've heard that Apple wanted it, but they had all sorts of problems with the council and heritage and all sorts of issues. And they have been having a bugger of a time getting the place developed, and it looks like they've resolved those problems, and now it's up and running and functioning as our first inner city Apple Store. Beautiful building, absolutely majestic inside. I've painted it entirely white with all the benches, you know, all the classic Apple Store icons, furniture and layout. Like I said, just painted white, but because they're hard walls, it's as noisy as buggery. And yet again, the architects, you know, they haven't been able to consider that. I wonder if they ever gave it any thought in the first place. I've got a dB meter on my iPhone, and it measures in at 90 dB. Yeah, comes in at 90 dB in there. It's very, very noisy. You struggle to have a conversation. You've got to be right beside somebody. So now I've only got to walk 3 kilometres from home to spend my money, my tech money, on my Apple products, which is my want because they're the technology I prefer. So that's the new Apple Store. Heading home now. Time for a beer, I think. I've had enough for this Friday. Catch you later, everybody. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.